This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 259 for Tuesday, February 8th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is weaker Tuesday morning, taking some direction from outside vegetable oil markets. Canola down $3 to $10, March down $9.40 at $1,020.10 per ton. Chicago soy oil futures were down sharply in early activity. Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures were also down. Chart-based positioning contributed to the losses in canola amid ideas the market was looking overpriced. However, the tight old crop supply situation does remain supportive. Statistics Canada reported canola stocks as of December 31st came in at 7.6 million tons. That was in line with pre-report expectations, but well off the 13.3 million tons on hand at the same time a year ago. In the U.S., soybean and corn futures are lower, while wheat is mixed. The USDA releases its monthly supply-demand report tomorrow, and pre-report positioning was a feature in all three commodities. Soybeans were thought to be due for a correction after jumping sharply higher yesterday. March beans down 11 cents at $15.71 per bushel. Chart-based selling was a feature after prices ran into upside resistance. Uncertainty over the size of South American crops did remain a supportive influence. The harvest in Brazil is running ahead of schedule, but recent rains have caused some delays. Traders will be watching tomorrow's USDA report closely for the agency's take on South American production, as a number of forecasters have lowered their estimates in recent weeks. The losses in corn are more subdued. The March contract down 3 cents at $6.32 per bushel. Corn was also thought to be due for a correction after yesterday's move to fresh highs. Wheat, meanwhile, is mixed with large gains in Minneapolis spring wheat and a more subdued tone in the winter wheats. Minneapolis up 13 cents in the March contract at $9.34 per bushel. Meanwhile, Kansas City winter wheat down a penny in March at $7.90 per bushel, and Chicago wheat up a penny in the March contract at $7.70 per bushel. A report out of Texas placed 71% of that state's crop as poor to very poor, with only 9% good and none in the excellent category. Canadian wheat stocks as of December 31st came in at 15.6 million tons. That was down by nearly 10 million from the same time a year ago and likely accounted for some of that strength in Minneapolis spring wheat. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, February 8th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.